Quick video on post-Halloween pest problems. I'm going to cover four things, four different pests, two external and two internal. Internal are mainly domestic. One external and one internal will be public health, and the other two will be more of a nuisance. So we'll cover the nuisances first. External, we're looking at grey squirrels. They'll come into your gardens if you've left pumpkins out, in your front gardens, in your back gardens, and they'll come and take and eat the flesh. They'll come and take and eat the seeds of the pumpkins. If you do want to feed wildlife with the pumpkin, then I would suggest breaking it all down, cutting it all up, and then threading some string through in it and attaching it into trees so birds can come. And if you do wish to feed squirrels, then that's probably the better way. Internal nuisance, fruit flies. When the pumpkins, especially when they're kind of shelled out, they start decomposing pretty quickly. And then fruit fly larvae get on, and then the flies are then... Are then born and then hatched, and so you can get quite a lot of fruit flies. They're really quite a straightforward, I wouldn't even call them a pest, much more of a nuisance. I'm going to leave a link in this video to our book, so a free digital version of the book. I think it's page 133, tells you exactly how to get rid of fruit flies. Now the next two are more public health. External, if you leave pumpkins lying around for a prolonged period of time, if you put them onto compost heaps, they may well attract rats. The rats will or could possibly high chance of them coming in, taking off this reliable food source, so eating, and then setting up a nest, setting up their burrows nearby, whether that's under sheds, in compost heaps, in flower beds, etc. It's getting colder. We're spending less time in the garden, more time in the house. So just double check. And if you need to get rid of them, get rid of them responsibly. Put them in, you know, sealed containers, and get them composted down in a good way. Internal, public safety risk, public health risk are mice. Now, especially if you've got children, like Easter, chocolate is associated with Halloween. So children being at their best, they can think of all good ways to keep the sweets and the chocolates and whatnot away from parents. So... very good idea to check bedrooms. Very good idea to have a chat with your children and place all the sweets and the chocolates into sealed containers. We have house mice all the time in this country. And what we don't want to be doing is attracting any into our homes with food lying around, especially if it's been forgotten, which often happens, especially when children have put them in the backs of cupboards and, under beds and things. So, yeah, four pests, external rats, external squirrels, just, get rid of pumpkins in the best way possible. Use your recycling bins for composting and things. Internal fruit flies, pretty straightforward to get rid of, much more of a nuisance. And house mice that will come in and take and feed off the sweets and the chocolates from Halloween. Like I said, I'm going to leave a link to our book. Gives you loads of information. It's free as well. It's a free link. You can just download it. It gives you loads of information of how-tos and characteristics and all some good stuff around that. Thank you very much. We'll leave it there.